Blog Talk Radio.
I hope you did have a great day. It's Sunday, December 6th, and Christmas is upon us, folks. It's upon us. Anyway, I was thinking the other day, I had somebody on, and, you know, they're absolutely right that, you know, all these artists are out of work, and if there's anything you're looking for a Christmas present, buy their music, buy their books, go to download their movies. No one's making money in that industry. Jesus. Anyway, welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton. And I want to say thank you to our sponsors, the High Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWV Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clinton, New Jersey. Their t-shirts are available on our website. Syntec Productions in Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey. Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's sake. Cloyden Designs in New Jersey, Think Big Picture LLC in New York, The Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, and GenieBottles.com. It's Christmas season. If you know anybody that wants the I Dream of Genie bottle, artist Mario Delacoste, he's fabulous. Oh, my God, they're beautiful bottles. I got to get one. I keep saying I'm going to, and then I forget. So I just... Too much going on. So tonight's a good night. Tonight we've got Paul Nelson. He's a guitarist, blues guitarist, rock guitarist. I want to ask him which he prefers to play, actually, because he plays both. And well, he probably plays more than that. But he's played with Johnny Winter for many years. Grammy winner as well. So we're waiting for him to give us a call, and we'll start the interview. But we've got two great songs from him tonight, brand new Christmas songs from him. All I Got for Christmas Was the Blues and A Broken Heart, and Christmas Tears, which is a cover of Freddie King's Christmas classic, Christmas Tears. So can't wait for you guys to hear these. They're very, very good. So I'm hoping Paul gives us a call shortly. Wondering how everybody's doing. Weather over here on the East Coast is getting a little brisk, baby. And I was standing, literally just standing in front of the house, and the wind that was whipping was just, I was freezing. I couldn't believe it. And it's like, I don't know. I guess I'm becoming a house baby with the working remotely. So, and in regard to the background, ignore the snore. It's just my co-host, my little chubby puggy over there. So that's Jesse. He likes to sleep, and he works so hard. He sleeps very well. So the snoring is him. So we're not putting you to sleep. He's just enjoying the ride. So anyway, I hope everybody's well. And we've got a great, great month coming up for you guys in December. I've been holding on to last-minute bookings, trying to get as much Christmas-related topics I can. And so we're finally all booked up for the month. So I can tell you a few off the top of my head because I don't have them really marked down. But, well, Paul tonight. Kimberly Dunn, she's a country artist. She's going to be doing the Christmas song. Randy Breedlove. He is the producer. He's done so many. I can't even tell you the artists he's worked with, but the particular album we're talking about is with Marilyn McCool and Billy Davis Jr. And they've got new music out. When we play their Christmas, I almost said Billy D. Williams. Jesus Christ, sorry guys. Nikki Lund, we've got new music from her. She's coming up. The Outsiders are coming back. They've got a new song, so that's going to be cool. Rick Ryan is coming back. Rick Ryan is going to be a staple here because he is such an amazing songwriter. He's got a song for every occasion. So he's got a new song out called Santa's Monster Bash. Well, it's not really new, but it is a Christmas song. He's also got a book, Christmas book, Under Santa's Hat. So that's pretty cool. And then we've got Kristen. Oh, God, Kristen. Oh, I forgot to call her. She sent us. Here they are here. Oh, bear with me, guys. I'm sorry. Oh, I wasn't planning on bringing the books out, so I apologize. Hang on. Beautiful book. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful book. Beautiful. Kristen Casey, Rock Monster, Her Life with Joe Walsh. She was with Joe Walsh for many years. She dated him and went through hell and back, I guess. But they were happy then. They're happy now, you know. So we'll talk to her. And we've got two books autographed to give away. So that's going to be cool. What else? Jennifer Roberts is going to join us. She's got some Christmas music out, too. We've got Bradley Server. He is Curly from the Three Stooges, his grandson. So I'm excited to talk to him and talk about his grandfather because, I mean, who doesn't love the Stooges, right? Well, I don't know where Mr. Paul Nelson is. However, I'm going to shoot a quick email and see if we can get him to give us a call and let these folks know that we're not hearing from Mr. Nelson. And we'll go from there. And again, I hope everybody's doing well and had a great weekend. Weather is changing, like I said, and, you know, we'll get there. Just starting the winter, actually. We're in for a long winter, as they say, and usually is anyway. But so let me just shoot a quick email to my buddy here and see if we could get Paul to give a call. Hang on. So I'm probably not going to be able to talk and type at the same time. I can barely walk and talk at the same time. So bear with me here. What am I going to say? Sorry, guys. Give me a moment. Hang on. Let's see. I'm sorry, guys. I don't mean to not talk to you. Give me a moment. All right. Get back to the studio. Nope. No Paul. So, Paul, I mean, the songs are great. If he doesn't call in, I'll definitely play the songs for you guys. I mean, stupid, if you're listening and you don't want to hear me, that's for sure. We're calling to listen to our guests. So, let's see. Johnny's won Grammys. He's also played with Eric Clapton, Buddy Guy, Billy Gibbons, Slash, Warren Haynes, Derek Trucks, Vince Gill. Let's see what else we got going on for Paul here. He won the Blues Music Award. He worked on the Johnny Winter Story and Sideman, Long Road to Glory, and that was featuring Bonnie Raitt, Greg Allman, Uwe Stumlin, amongst many, many artists. So, let's see. He studied with Stevie Vai, so that's pretty cool. And he had his latest project, Badass Generation, is kicking ass right now from Sony. So if you are into the blues, you definitely want to check out Paul. So, well, you know what, guys? Like I said, I don't talk to myself. So if I have no one to talk to, there's no sense in me being on the air. So for people who can talk to themselves, more power to you. But when I do, it's in regard to something else. It's not a full-out conversation with myself. So... you know. And so that's what it is. So you know what? While we're waiting for Paul, I'm not sure if he's going to call in. I did confirm that he was calling in today. So maybe he'll call while we play the song. So how about we play All I Got for Christmas Was the Blues and a Broken Heart by Paul Nelson. Hang on. I hope you guys like it. Hang on. Hopefully he'll call us while the song is playing. Cool. Thanks. Bye.
With the blues and a broken heart. Yeah, all I got for Christmas, baby, with the blues and a broken heart. Just your picture in a frame, watching me fall apart. Standing underneath the mistletoe, I see empty bottles of whiskey all around. Well, you kissed me all day, and you let me go. Now even Santa Claus gonna let me down. Well, I'm gonna tell you, if things don't get better by New Year, I'm gonna ride me a reindeer straight on out of town. Down.
sounded great. I think I have Paul on the phone. Paul, is that you?
Yes, how are you? Hello. Thanks for playing that, and happy early holidays to you.
Yeah, well, I wanted to play with you on the show, but I couldn't talk to myself anymore, honey. I'm not crazy, so I don't talk to myself. So
I was having a little trouble getting through, but I got to listen to the song, so that was great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I loved it. And that's Anthony Crizan on vocals from Spin Doctors, yeah?
Exactly. We befriended each other at a show. Two shows we did in North Carolina. It was myself. He sat in with my band when we were touring because of, you know, things going on that they aren't now, but it was a huge festival with myself, Vanilla Fudge, Cozy, Fleetwood Mac, Jefferson Starship, host of bands, and we befriended each other. We said, you know, we should get together and write something, and it was around Christmas time, so we said, well, let's cover a song, and then we said, you know what, why don't we just write one? And so I came down to his studio in Jersey, and it just happened. We recorded all the parts, and it's been doing great.
Cool. Well, I loved it. I thought it was great. I really did. I liked it a
Thank
lot.
You.
I was like, oh, I got a good
one. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Well, that. Yeah. You know, you have to have that hook.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
and it's there. It's definitely there. Well, if you weren't here listening, I was hyping you up, saying all the things that you've worked on. How long did you play with Johnny Winters?
About 12 years. We met at a studio called The Carriage House in New England, Connecticut. And we kind of hit it off, and he asked me to join the band. I was recording some music at the time for NBC Football League, and he heard me playing. I played some blues stuff, and he said, you know, I'm looking for another person in the band. And then I said, okay, that would be great. And so 2 days later, we were in England, and we were at a place called Bishopstock, and we became close friends and musical cohorts, and, you know, put out like three albums, and it won. He had me produce one of them, for which I won a Grammy with him for.
Right.
And we were very close, and it was a great relationship. We toured all over. Unfortunately, he did pass away about four or 5 years ago, but it was very close. And there's a documentary out called Down and Dirty that shows our relationship as well as his whole career, that I'm pretty proud of. So, but yeah, it was about 12 years. And we went everywhere. He was one of the greatest.
When did Down and Dirty come out? Because I missed that.
That was probably three years ago. I know it's on Amazon Prime, so people can watch it there. It's not on Netflix, but it's on that. It's either on one or the other when you deal with things like that. But it's a good one. It shows his whole lineage. There's a lot of guest appearances. Clive Davis, Billy Gibbons, Joe Perry, Susan Tedeschi, Derek Trucks, his first guitar teacher from Texas, Lou Benally. And it shows his relationship with Muddy Waters, and brief stints with Hendrix, and, you know, a lot of Edgar is in there too, you know, his brother.
Right.
So, and then it shows, you know, our relationship towards the end, and, you know, how he got his act together, and I worked to clean him up, and we toured everywhere, so that was great.
Now I know you're a very versatile player. What do you prefer playing, the blues more, or rock, or more mellow stuff? What are you into?
Everything. I studied at Berkeley, and I studied with Steve Vai and several other, you know, private lessons, which I really encourage people to do. But pop, jazz, fusion, reggae, blues, of course, you know, that's the basis for everything. So I cover the gambit, and I also produce a lot of artists, a variety of artists. We're at a time where artists are actually appreciated to be able to do everything. It's even though you're in a certain genre, they kind of expect you to stretch the limits. You know, friends of mine like Warren Haynes, Sonny Landreth, they're not just blues anymore. They're Southern rock. They're rock. And because of guys like maybe Bonamassa, Joe Bonamassa, you know, blues guitarists are able to call themselves blues rock guitarists, which, you know, allows them to stretch a little more. So, like, I'd say like 2 years ago, you weren't even able to say you were a blues rock player and be able to play in rock, in blues venues. But now it's people kind of expect it. And I think because of guys like Joe and Warren and myself and Sonny and Derek, you know, guys like that, I think the guitar is more in the forefront than ever before, which is really good. So I'm happy for that. And it you know, it expands the crowd. It allows us to tour when we're able to again. But before that, I mean, man, we were all over the place. So hopefully it gets back to that.
Yeah, and you worked on you helped produce you won a Grammy for Everybody Wants a Piece from Joe Lewis Walker's CD. That's pretty
exactly.
cool. I didn't have Joe Lewis Walker on the show actually.
Oh, okay, he's great. Yeah, he's great. I did Johnny's, and then that came out, and then the next year, Joe asked me to produce his, and I think I played on one of the tracks, and then that hit with the Grammy. So, I've had a nice run with them so far. So, that's why I produce a lot of albums, and hopefully, even my solo album, Badass Generation, that got a little nod from the Grammy. So, yeah, it's I'm doing something right.
Right, and you know what's funny? I think as a musician, you just love all types of music. It doesn't matter what it is, you'll listen to it, you know, and you'll enjoy it, you know, where someone just pegs themselves, oh, I like rock, you know. I'm talking the layman, I'm not talking to a musician, you know.
No.
Like, you know, I like disco, I like rap, you know, they don't go beyond the horizon to see that there is other music out there. And even if you don't play it, it's like you still love it and listen to it, you know, all different types.
What you're describing is kind of like, for example, Eric Clapton. Growing up and listening to artists, you know, and looking for influences and learning, you know, you read the stories or listen to the interviews. And I remembered him growing up saying, you know, I may delve into pop, I may delve into reggae, you know, I Shot the Sheriff, or I may do rock, but my solos and my singing are always blues based.
Right.
You know, there's always a blues solo in between, any one of his hits. So, it's okay to grab. I mean, he had a lot of pop hits, even though he was a traditional blues guy who loved, you know, Freddie King and all the traditional masters. So it just makes you – I come from a studio musician background where you had to play everything out of necessity to get work. You know, you played this session. You played here, you played there. So, and it also, if music changes, it allows you to adapt a little and not be, okay, I don't play that anymore, so I can't work anymore. That's not – it's crazy. So, you know, but the thing is from learning these styles, you pick your poison, you put it in the right spot. I'm not going to play reggae rhythms with Johnny Winter, and then I'm not going to go on stage with Buddy Guy and all of a sudden start playing the, you know, country stuff. So, you know, to know it is to know when to use it and when not to use it. So the term is to know how to wear the right hat in the right situation.
Right.
That's how I came up. Right.
Right.
And that's how I came up.
Go ahead, honey. I'm sorry.
No, and that's how I came up. But, you know, when I was in the studio, I was a session guy, and that's how I met Johnny. He came in, and he was doing the session. So you never know when it's going to happen. You just have to be in the right place all the time. So, and you have to be ready.
Right.
You know?
But you're right. I mean, most songs, I mean, they have blues in them. Without the blues, we wouldn't have rock. I mean, little old Zeppelin songs were blues songs. They turned them into rock, you know.
Exactly. I mean,
blues songs and turned them into rock, you know, rock and roll, whatever you want to call it at the time.
Oh, totally. You know? And they're all based on blues. Absolutely. Yeah, Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Geez, the if you study back, see, everybody will listen to an artist and then study up on them, and then they'll go back to the past, what influenced them. That always happens. And that's a great thing. So if you trace back Zeppelin, it's a blues band. You know,
yeah.
some of the most epic pop and rock bands, they were all originally blues bands, and the ones that weren't never lasted long. There's just something about infusing that into your style that just gives you this longevity. I mean, even Black Sabbath was a blues band when they started out. It's like,
right.
How did that happen? You know, you see all this poor stuff about sad stuff about Eddie Van Halen and all that. He was a blues guy.
Right.
You know, so, you know, it turns into other things, or maybe it doesn't. You become the greatest just blues guy. But I think we're
right.
at a time where people have an appetite for many different styles. And it's a good time. You know, like I said, I'll mention Warren Haynes again. You know, he's a friend. And, you know, when I go and play with him, one minute, you know, he'll invite the band on the stage and he's doing a tribute to AC/DC. Then he's playing his Government Mule stuff. 2 minutes later, he's playing fusion in the style of Jeff Beck. And then he's playing like a jam band stuff. And it's like, wow. And the audience is just, there's no complaints. So the
wow.
audience has been coming more open, and they kind of expect it, which allows the musician to play more on their recording. So we're at a good time, except for, like I said, but the other stuff. But and
well,
I think a lot of musicians
are
going into the studio and doing that.
Right. Now, other than the Christmas stuff, you've been working.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I know we're not touring. No one's touring. What you've been writing? What are we doing right now? You must be coming up with some amazing music.
All the smart musicians are taking this time, chord, arrange, and produce, and practice. So the only good thing I can see coming out of this is, you're going to see a caliber of musicianship. You're going to see a caliber of musician. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, when this is all over, there's going to be some amazing stuff out there. Oh, my God. Everybody finally has the time to do it.
I know,
you know?
And the funny thing is, you know, the quarantine or whatever, that's what musicians do anyway. It's the people
right.
around them that don't play the instruments. It's like, I'm going nuts. And they're like, I do this all the time. You know, now I have a reason to purposely do it. I can't go out, or I can't do this, or I can't. So, yes, they're all sitting there recording, writing, listening to artists and learning all this stuff. It's going to be crazy.
Oh,
I would just
wait.
Hope that the venue.
Yeah.
I hope that the venues will be there still. You know.
Yeah. Well, the big ones will be there. You know.
Absolutely. But we're going to lose a lot of clubs and a lot of bands.
Yeah,
yep.
definitely clubs. Yeah, definitely the little guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're definitely going to have a hard time. I got to ask you this.
Yep.
So, out of all the Christmas songs you could have did a cover of, why Christmas Tears?
I wanted to keep it blues-based. I'm a big fan of Freddie King, and I had a singer, Morton Fredheim, who was number two on The Voice in Europe, and he actually sang on my last album, my Sony recording. And while he was here, it's funny because when you record Christmas songs, you usually do them around in the summer.
Right.
So there you are with sleigh bells.
In
90 degree weather.
Mm-hmm.
it always happens because you have to record it and then, you know, get it all mixed and mastered and then you release it, you know, months and months later. But he was here, so while he was here, it's like, hey, you know, let's try one of these. So we ended up doing two of them. And there's another one we covered, you know, that's why I said first when I started covering them, and they ended up on two Cleopatra albums. And so the third one, by the time I met Anthony, I was like, you know what? I kind of covered some. Why don't we just write our own? I mean, you know, let's give it a shot. And it just happened like instantly. And we really clicked in that respect. So we're probably going to do more stuff together. He's great. Great musician, great singer.
And this is an entire album or just a few Christmas songs?
The beauty of the Christmas songs is they never go away. Every year they come back. You know, it's not
right.
like when you write an album. So
I'm
I've thought of that. Absolutely.
So, I mean, All I Got for Christmas was the Blues and Christmas Tears. They're not the only two Christmas songs you have, right? I mean, it's a CD, or people can download an entire album, or what's the deal?
They can. There's three songs that I've done thus far. One was the Christmas Tears. It was a Freddie King cover. One with Anthony, which you can just download on YouTube or wherever it's, you know, just look it up. Now, the third one, which I don't even know if you've heard, I did a cover of a Slade song called Merry Christmas, Everybody, which is like a huge hit every year in Europe. So we did that one. That one is rocked out to the max. I started going into my Queen Brian May kind of mode, you know, that kind of thing. We had a ball with that, with the harmonies and the chord change. Got a great groove. So, yeah, Merry Christmas, Everybody. That's a great one. So I'll get that one to you, too.
I love Slade's version, but I didn't hear yours. No, I love that one.
So you know that song. That's great, because we were in the studio, and I was there with Jill Perry's guitar tech, who was my tech, and we were trying to figure out, well, what should we cover? There's so many. Which one? This was before Anthony. And the guitar tech said, hey, did you ever hear the Slade song? I go, yeah. Oh, my God. So that's it was myself, Morton Fredheim, the bassist for Joe Bonamassa's bass player, and then we had Chris Redden from Papa Chubby's drummer.
Hmm.
So we just knocked that one out.
That.
Yeah,
and
that one you can
where
find.
Can we hear that one? Is that on YouTube too?
Yeah, boom. Paul Nelson Band Christmas song, and you'll see them all underneath. And that ended up on one of Cleopatra's records with like the Georgia Satellites and forget who else is on. There's a whole bunch of artists on those too. They are Christmas albums, but I have one song on each one of those. And yeah, to do a full album, that'd be cool. So yes, those are on two individual Christmas albums. One's a Southern Rock Christmas. I don't know how it ended up on that. I think they just wanted a bunch of bands to play Christmas on it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so yes, they are on albums. You can't get those. Cleopatra Records. Yep. So,
cool.
Yep.
Well, I'd love to let everybody hear your version of Christmas Tears. Are you ready?
Yeah, hit it.
Cool. All right, guys, Christmas Tears, Paul Nelson, and he's got on lead vocals Morton Fredheim. Am I saying that right?
Yep, that couldn't be better. That was perfect. So you do speak Norwegian.
Yeah, Morton Fredheim, and he was on The Voice, England. So hang on, here we go. Christmas Tears, remake of Freddie King's Christmas Tears. Here we go.
I hear sleigh bells ringing, but I haven't heard a word from you in years. I hear sleigh bells ringing, but I haven't heard a word from you in years.
Nice. Wow, his voice is amazing.
Isn't he great?
Did he win?
No, second.
Oh, man, he's good. I haven't seen the voice in a long time. Morton Fredheim on vocals on that. Oh, my God. Oh, and I
you got it. Well, you have to hear him on my last album one of these days. We'll get that to you.
What's that? The Badass Generation?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. What type of songs are on there? So that's blues as well. Blues album.
Blues rock. Yeah. He was a big Paul Rodgers fan. So, there's a lot of free influence there in Bad Company. Yep.
Who isn't? Oh, man. Great band, Bad Company. Yeah. And Paul Rodgers. I mean, and it's so funny. Yeah. It was like, oh, no, Paul Rodgers wasn't with Free. Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, man. I loved it, Paul. Thank you. That was so nice. Thank you for sharing both songs.
Thank you.
Both songs are fabulous. And I mean, how can people get them? I mean, where can they go to get these songs?
You know, usual sources, you Google it, you go on Amazon, you look it up, Spotify, you know, you download it. It's there. It's under Paul Nelson Band Christmas songs, and you'll just get all of them in a row. You know,
cool.
So it's there. It's
nice.
On Cleopatra Records. So
nice.
And before the holiday, I know you like that Slade one, so look that one up and enjoy that one.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I wish I had that one. I'd could get into that right now. Oh, yeah. That's a great song. I was telling, I let a few people know earlier, we were talking about Sabbath tonight. Did you ever hear of Reels, R-E-E-L-Z, cable channel? It's like an entertainment channel. They do a sort of like a behind the music type of thing, and they're doing now a segment called Breaking the Band, and they're doing Sabbath tonight, so I'm looking forward to catching that. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah,
very
that's
cool.
On, where are you at, L.A.?
Actually, I'm on Captiva Island in Florida right now.
Oh, okay, 8 o'clock then. 8 o'clock, you can't miss
East Coast.
Yep, it's coming up at 8. That's what I'm going to catch it too, so. Well, Paul, is there anything else you want to let everybody know? I mean, what we can expect from you other than Christmas, obviously, you're writing away, you're pounding away there.
Pounding away, writing, recording, working on my own stuff, looking forward to getting out there and playing again. I have done a lot of driving things, which were just great and sold out. I played in Florida and upstate New York and Massachusetts, but I guess tell everybody just hang in there, have a good holiday, and take care of yourself. And I know myself and the other musicians will all be out there as soon as we can. So thanks for, still supporting us when we do, because it was amazing when I did play some of the drive-ins. I was kind of nervous. I'm like, are people going to get tired of, or worried about listening to music? Will it become a turnoff? Will they lose interest? And I'm telling you, when we played out there, people were just like, thank you so much. Oh, and it wasn't just to get out. It was just they needed music in their ears and their lives and their soul. And it was just, I was like, wow, this is going to be something when this turns around again. So let's see.
Oh, I know. It's going to be a huge celebration.
You know?
The biggest celebration ever. Well, maybe besides
thanks to you. And thanks to you, because this is, during this time, this is everybody's source. So thank you.
Well, I'm trying to keep everything normal. I really am, and get everything out to people so they can enjoy the music and enjoy hearing from their favorite celebrities, just to let everybody know, it's not that bad.
Hey,
it's either you
or Netflix. It's either you or Netflix.
Right.
Oh,
well, thank you. That'd be kind of you, Paul. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank
you so much for joining me. All the best. God, when the new album comes out, come back, please.
Absolutely. Yeah, and look up the old one. You'll have fun with that one. There's a lot of good stuff on there.
Oh, I definitely will. And I'm going to play, since you didn't hear the beginning, I'm going to play All I Got for Christmas Was the Blues and A Broken Heart again. So, Paul,
thank you. You're the best.
You have a very
have
happy
a good,
holiday. Merry Christmas, and take care.
Same to you, and let's chat again. This was great. Thank you.
You got it, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you, Paul.
All right.
Everybody,
all right.
Paul
all
Nelson.
Right.
Check
bye.
It out. All I got for Christmas was my blues and a broken heart. And Paul. cool. Bye-bye. Hold on, guys.
Oh, like I saw Christmas with the blues and a broken heart. Christmas, baby, with the blues and a broken heart. Oh, I got a stocking full of pain, and just your picture in a frame, watching me fall apart. I see empty bottles of whiskey all around. Well, you kiss me off, baby, and you let me go. Now even Santa Claus gonna let me down. Well, I'm gonna tell you, if things don't get better by New Year, I'm gonna ride me a reindeer straight on out of town.
Kicking it off for me, and I'm hoping you guys are trying to get into the spirit too. I know it's going to be different for everybody, but let's make it, you know, the best we can. And if you can't do it the way we used to, let's at least enjoy the music. because it's one that without the music, Christmas is really nothing. I mean, well, it is something, but, you know, in my house anyway, growing up, I mean, we had Christmas music playing crazily. So to not have it would definitely make me not know what was going on, even though I don't know what's going on these days. I didn't know it was Halloween. I didn't even know it was my birthday. Thanksgiving was, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I'm not complaining or anything, but because we got to do what we got to do, you know, that to get out of this mess. So wear a mask so we can get back to normal, please. And the sooner we do, the sooner we go back to living life, people. Come on. So we have a great, great, great shows coming up in December. I can't wait, can't wait. We've got the calendar will be probably set up this week. It's my fault. I'm, like I said, I was holding out, trying to get as many Christmas guests as I could for you guys. So we finally booked our final guest tonight, and I can't wait. So calendar should be updated this week, and you'll see who's coming up. And you can always look in the Observer for our article saying who's coming up on the show as well. So that's pretty cool. I like that, that you guys know who's coming up in case you don't have time to listen to the show. At least I try to tell you as much about it as I can in so many words or less. So thank you so much to our guest, Mr. Paul Nelson. I love the music. I'm also going to check out the his version of Slade, Merry Christmas, Everybody, in a few minutes. I can't wait to hear that. So, and thank you to our sponsors, the High Barn Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWD Wines in South Africa, Keys for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Zintech Productions in Anoka Harbor, New Jersey, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, Cloyden Designs, New Jersey, Think Big Picture LLC in New York, the Observer Newspaper, Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, and GenieBottles.com. And I thank you so much for listening, and enjoy the rest of your evening. Don't work too hard during the week. And I know it's crazy. These are desperate times, but no need to be nasty to people. Come on. Let's be nice, everybody. Be kind. Take care. We'll see you on, when is it? Wednesday, right? Yep. No, I thought maybe I might have had a special broadcast here that I wasn't aware of. So, all right, December 9th, Kimberly Dawn. We've got some country Christmas songs coming from her. Take care. Be kind, everybody. Good night.